you see the building, the Arts and Sciences building, as a just a potential for collaboration unlike anything we've been able to see or experience before. You know, we've been limited with resources, so we don't have the ability to offer all kinds of curriculum in fine arts and sciences. So exposing our students in the same building is going to really create a synergy that unlike anything we've ever had available to us before. It's a game changer. We're really excited.
Have there been any other facilities, similar facilities, I'm sure, not necessarily designated to Ivy Tech, that have taken place at other Ivy Tech campuses with other universities or other similar types of institutions?
Sure. Well, down in Columbus, Indiana, there's a partnership building as well. And I believe that IU and Purdue are there with Ivy Tech. They are doing things a little bit differently than we plan to do things in Gary. But there have been these partnerships buildings before, and it's been demonstrated that there's success. It's good for students. It's good for the community. It's good for all of us.
They talk about mainly arts here, but I know, of course, there are sciences that will be available as well for students to take classes there in the building. When you talk about even just from the arts standpoint, there's a lot of activities there. Students from Ivy Tech Community College are probably either certainly interested in it as a personal basis, but for an educational basis. How do you think the link is going to be from the courses and the opportunities out maybe outside of class even at IU Northwest will have for the Ivy Tech students?
Well, obviously the opportunities are going to be infinite. So, mm-hmm. you know, just having students exposed to the different kinds of laboratories and facilities. I don't know if you've been over to the building yet. It's hard not to notice the energy and just the feel of it being a very sophisticated space for arts and sciences. So, you know, I see that there's just going to be a lot of integrating between Ivy Tech students and IU students. We're going to be working towards developing agreements where students flow, you know, seamlessly from their Ivy Tech education to the IU bachelor's degree. And that's going to provide just all kinds of opportunities for students as they participate and as they have, this really fulfilling educational experience in the building. Go ahead.
I was going to say that it's very important that people know that this facility is this partnership between IU Northwest and Ivy Tech Community College and the opportunities for students to learn in state-of-the-art facilities has got to be very, very exciting for students, especially if they're young people who are already experienced a lot of the technology at home or in other places.
Right. Well, you know, and again, going to not really, you know, our limited resources and not being able to update things is to the degree we would have liked in the past, just, you know, I'm going to brag about the science labs, okay? So, you know, what we keep hearing is that we probably right now, Ivy Tech has the most state-of-the-art science labs in the region. And that is so exciting for our students, just to see the energy of the students and the faculty. Oh, they're so excited about teaching there. It's just an amazing step for us at Ivy Tech to really have this facility at our, you know, at our fingertips and for the students to have that opportunity to really, you know, really understand. And we do know that some of our high school students that come to Ivy Tech, they have great high schools in Northwest Indiana, and they've had some exposure to some really state-of-the-art technology. And so, you know, we need to keep pace with that. We need to be right there where the technology is and where it's going. And we're doing that here in the Arts and Sciences building.
We're talking with Margaret Semmer, who is the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs for Ivy Tech Community College in Gary. And Ivy Tech Community College, of course, is one of the beneficiaries of the new IU Northwest Arts and Sciences building that is opening up for classes this fall. The dedication ceremony is actually going to be on Friday there at the facility on the Gary campus of IU Northwest. And we've talked about the exciting opportunities that students are going to have in this new building with state-of-the-art labs, the science labs and the like. I'm thinking, too, this has to be a big benefit not only for students of Ivy Tech Community College who would want to follow through and become students at IU Northwest to benefit their education and their career opportunities, but how about adult students? They certainly are coming into Ivy Tech to pick up some new skills, to learn the new workplaces of the future in Northwest Indiana. This has got to help them out, too.
Well, Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because at Ivy Tech, a large percentage of our students are returning adult students. Everybody will think, not everybody, but, you know, we have a sort of an image that we're for high school students that aren't going away to the four-year universities. But at the same time, we have this huge population of adult learners that we're hoping to touch and capture and bring them into the fold and have them experience all of these new technologies and you know, obviously retrain, obviously, you know, improve their skills, you know, do something different. I mean, that's a part of life now. We don't stay in one career for a lifetime anymore. We change. We need to grow. We need new skills. And we're really excited about that opportunity for our adult students.
Now, you had the opportunity to see the building go up, starting from just an old parking lot, or actually in just space there on the corner there at, I think, 34, 35th and Broadway. 35th. And it's now become this beautiful three-story building. What kind of experiences or maybe I hate to say training, but at least preparation have you and your colleagues there at Ivy Tech Community College had as this building is taking shape and now had a chance to open up? I'm sure you've had to go through some orientation to get familiar with the new building as well.
Well, you know, right. I mean, so, you know, we're learning quickly about the building and we're experiencing it as it's opened. You know, we really needed to understand how we were going to flow with the students from another building and how we're going to work with our colleagues at IUN. And so far that's just gone so well. People are really mingling, you know, my hope, for the faculty. We have all the faculty together on the second floor. It's really a unique space where the IU faculty and the Ivy Tech faculty are sharing a big space just for faculty. And our hope is that they mingle and they get to know each other and they share experiences and that it becomes more of a collaborative team and that we can learn from each other. So that's one of the things we're experiencing right now that's kind of exciting. And just, you know, the basic issues you have with the new building. Do we have the right sign where it needs to be? And are students finding the classrooms? Well, we have a team, a large team of folks there helping and directing students. So it's going very well. I've been on this project for almost 6 years. So it's really exciting to see it all come together.
I'm sure there'll be the growing pains. Students get lost in new buildings as well as faculty members, it sounds like, too. And you've got at least two common things that you and the folks at IU Northwest will have the same problems, too. You'll have to figure out how things work and where rooms are in the building and all. So it's going to be a growing experience and learning experience for everybody, too, it sounds like. But yet, as you say, a very exciting one as Ivy Tech Community College can go into the next phase of classes and operations in the future. Margaret Sammer, who's the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at IU, at Ivy Tech Community College, which is joining with IU Northwest in this new Arts and Sciences building that's gone up on the Gary campus. Thank you very much for talking with us about this, and the best of luck to all of you and your colleagues at Ivy Tech Community College as the campus continues to grow and continue the programs that will help Northwest Indiana residents learn as well as prosper in the future. Thank you for talking about it today.
Thank you so much. As I mentioned before, it's a game changer, and we're really excited. Thank you for having me on.
I can tell it's in your voice, and we appreciate you sharing that with us.